This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A judge in Hong Kong today ordered a huge and indebted property development company to pull the plug and sell its assets. Evergrande had reportedly been working round the clock to try to make a deal with its creditors, according to multiple published reports, but this order to liquidate may not be Evergrande's final chapter. The BBC's Katie Silver reports from Singapore.
The question is whether or not a court in Hong Kong can have any jurisdiction over a company that's primarily based in China. The vast majority of its business is done in China. And whilst they have a parent company in Hong Kong, for all intents and purposes, it's very much a mainland Chinese company. The interesting aspect on this, though, is that just today we've also heard about a new deal that's been reached between China's Supreme Court and Hong Kong's Department of Justice. Basically, both sides agreeing to mutually recognize and enforce judgments made in cases in both places. But according to the company, it says, for example, that it's a very separate arm, and therefore they said that the decision was regrettable, but that the company would be able to continue its operations in mainland China.
Analysts will be watching to see if the judge's order telling Evergrande to sell what it owns will have ripple effects through China's economy.
There seemed to be this huge part of the China's growth story was the property boom. Now, in recent times, it seems like this bubble may well have popped. And when companies like Evergrande and later Country Garden really found themselves in hot water, we saw other companies going bust as well, their suppliers, for example. What this shows today is that perhaps there's really an unwillingness from the side of Beijing to try and intervene to prop these companies up.